Yeah, so the more weiter. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Vayas l'oviv ovel shivas yomim. They made for his father an avelus of 7 days. So I'm not sure exactly what the raya is, but mashma, the person also has avelus for himself for 7 days. Omer Rav Yehuda, meis she'en loy menachemin. If somebody's meis and he has no krovim, nobody's going to sit shiva for him. There's nobody going to sit to him menachem. Is holchim yud b'nei yodim. 10 people should go. V'yoyishvin b'mkoymoy. And they should sit in the place where he was nifter. It's an inyan that anybody like Fimekayim, the mitzvah avelus for him. So Drashi Shein loy menachmin, ein loy avelim shield tzrichim lenachmoy. If there's no, he didn't leave over any krovim, so there's nobody to go to menachem ovel to. Is alocha 10 people should go b'mkoymoy to Drashi b'mokim shemesham. In the place where the person was nifter, 10 people should go there and like sit shiva for him and let people come to menachem ovel. So Lamaisa has brought down that we're not noig as I fight, that there's no menachmi, there's no krovim, that 10 people should sit in pavra velus. But this brought down there's such an inyan to go davin in the mokum where he was niftim. The person is niftim, have nobody sitting shiva for him, there's an inyan 10 people should get together to davin in his mokum, and like to say kaddish for him. Now there is an inyan for 7 days. So the Gemara, who the shchiva b'shvavusai the Rav Yehuda. Somebody died, like a neighbor of Rav Yehuda. Loi heve loi menachem, and there was nobody there to shit shiva for him. He had no krovim. Is kol yoimai heve dover Rav Yehuda. He's every day, the first 7 days, we have Yehuda gathered together. They asara 10 people. The yasve beduchte, and they sat in his mokemes where he was mace, and they like a sad made shiva there. Rashi kol yoimai means zayin yemei avelus. So the Gemara, the Maisa was la'acha shiva yom, after the 7 days that Rav Yehuda pava this shiva for this person, is chatilei bechilme, is this person appeared to Rav Yehuda in his dream. Rashi bechilme, the Gemara bechilme to Rav Yehuda. He said, in Rav Yehuda's dream, this person appeared to him. V'yomalei, and he told Rav Yehuda, tenuach daitcho, like a big yashakoyach, you should have menuchas anefesh. Why? That you should have it easy. Shehanachta es daiti, that you made it easy for me. You gave me a tremendous amount of nachas ruach. That says you were menachemi. The fact you sat shiva for me, so you gave me a tremendous hanochas, tremendous menucha. Mar Omer Avavua, kol sho'imrim b'fnei ha-meis. Anything we say in front of the meis is yodeya. The person, the meis, knows what you're talking about and what you're saying to him. Ad sheyistam ha-gerlo, until you close the kever. Sheyistam ha-gerlo. The Rashi learns gerlo means hu kisui sheneistam ala roinai. Rashi learns that you cover up the coffin. It's the kisui you put on the coffin, that is called the galal. And once you put sheyistam ha-gelel, then the mace doesn't know what you're talking about, or doesn't understand you. Tosfos, the learns a little bit different, says Pirsha Ben Atam, the gelel hainu evin gedela shala roina shomei shekarin matzeva. As he learns, until you put up the matzeva, that means you put something on top of the kfurom, then the mace still knows what you're talking about. So the kid says, even b'shas the hespid, and b'shas you're making the kfurom, the mace still knows what you're talking about. It's only after you finish covering up the kfura legamri, that's when the mace doesn't know anymore. That's the first man the yoma. V'chadomer, another man the yoma says, ad sheyisachal habosar. No, until the meat of the body doesn't rot away, the mace still knows what's going on. So the more man the yoma ad sheyisachal habosar, the one that says that the mace still knows what's going on. If you talk to him, he hears you. Calls the man his goof didn't right away. The pasuk says, like we had before, ach besaroi olav yichov, that he'll feel pains. His goof still feels the pains. Vaita v'nafshoi olav t'tiovel, and his nefesh feels avelus for him. So mashmi, even after the kfura later on, still the person feels the pains of his body. So mashmi calls the man, the body is there. The may still knows what's going on. So Rashi learns that calls the man sheyeshle bosa, calls the man there's still some flesh there, yeshle le nefesh tzad chiyas lohavin. The nefesh still has some chiyas, and he still understands a little bit what's going on. So the Gemara of Oman the Yomar, at sheyistam hagerlu, but the first man the Yomar that says no, as soon as they finish the kfura, then the mace doesn't know what's going on anymore. The posik says, v'yoshuv ha'ofer el oritz, kishahoyim. That when you put the nefesh back into the ground, that's called, it goes back to the offer, it comes back like dust, kishoya the way it was mikara. Just like Metchila, when Hashem created Adam Rishon, He created him Yesh Me'ayin, from nothing, from dirt. When they put you back into the Eretz, you also become like dirt, like Ofer, that you don't know anymore what's going on. You finish your Shaychus to this world. So at the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "V'haruach toshev el holakim," that the ruach pasha means the nef, the neshama went back to Hashem. Asher nosno, that Hashem gave to you. So we dashin, it means to know loy kimoy shenosno l'cho. You should give back your neshama to Hashem the same way Hashem gave it to you. Heis kimoy shenosno l'cho b'tayra, afato b'tayra. The same way Hashem gave you the neshama b'tayra, that's the way you should give it back to Hashem b'tayra also. Moshe lemelech basav adam. It's doim to a melech basav adam. Shecholak big day malchus le'avodav. He gave out his clothing. The melech gave his own big day malchus to his avodim, to his own servants. Is pichim shevhem, the smart people, the smart avodim, kiplum, folded them up nicely, v'nichum bekufsa, put them away nicely in the chest, that they should stay clean, in order to be able to give it back to the king, nice and clean. Mashenke tipshim shebehem, the tipshim, the fools, is holchu v'osul bohem alocha. They went and worn and used him, and they worked with the clothing on. Is liyomim, after a few days, vikesh hamelech et kelim, the melech wanted to have back his kelim. Is pikchim shebehem, the smart ones, herzirum loy kishu meguatzin. The smart one gave back the king his clothing when it was nice and pressed and clean, because they never used it. They made sure it was just as clean as they received it. That's the way they gave it back. Mashenkein tipshim shebehem, the fools, herzirum loy kishay meluch lochlim. That the fools gave it back when it was still meluch loch, still full of dirt. Is somach hamelech likras pikchim. The king was very happy to see that the smart people gave back the clothing very nice and clean. Mashenkein v'koyas likras tipshin. The king got very angry at the fools. Is our pikhim Omar, on the smart people, the king said, Yinos nukli lo'itzer. Put this kli, what they give me back, put it into the yitzer. Put it away in the warehouse. V'heim yelchu l'batein l'sholom. And let the smart people go home peaceful to the house. V'yaltip shimoma mashenkein, upon the fools that gave the kelim, they gave the clothing of the king back dirty. So the king said, "Kli yinosnu l'kovis, the keli, my clothing, give to the laundry now. Has yinosnu l'kovis been given to the cleaners? The hain and the tipshim, the fools themselves, yischov shubavei sasurim. They should be put away in prison for what they did, for dirtying my clothing." So the Gemara af Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Agufan shel tzdikim oimer, when a tzaddik is nifter and gives back his neshama to Hashem, Hashem says, Yovoi shalom, the tzaddik comes in peace, yenuchoi al mishkavoysam, he should rest in peace. That's about his guf should rest in peace. V'yal nishmasan hu oimer, upon the neshama of a tzaddik, Hashem says, for hoysa nefesh adoini tzrura b'tzor hachayim, that the neshama of a tzaddik mamish rests Bitsur HaChayim, which means Tachas Kisya Kovid. His mom is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Heis Kli Yinosnu Loitze Latzniyam Avzeh Tinosan Tachas Kisya Kovid. Heis the Neshama of the Tzadikim Go Tachas Kisya Kovid. Mashenkin of the fools, L'Koyves, Lavlan, you have to clean them. Avzu L'Gehenim L'Tzor from Shom. Who are then the Rishoyim go into Gehenim to clean themselves out. And vayter they put beveis hasurim v'choshech bloy oru v'shalva. They put into prison in darkness without any oru, without any shalva. Here vayter Gemara. Aguf on shel rishoyim. What does Hashem do with the guf, the body of the rishoyim who oimer? Ein sholom omer Hashem le rishoyim. They have no peace. The rishoyim get no peace after the nifter. V'yal nishmas and who oimer? What does Hashem say about the neshama? V'yes nefesh oyvecha. Yikaleno v'soich kaf hakelam, that the neshama of a rosha, Hashem takes and throws it in a sling, like we'll soon see. The neshama is thrown from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Tanya Reb Lezer Weimer, nishmoson shel tzadikim genuzois tachas kisei hakovid. His neshamas of tzadikim are held under the kisei hakovid. This goes on the matzav of Gan Eden, which is right now, after a person is mace, nifta from this world, his neshama goes to Gan Eden. That's the makam where the neshama stay until it comes the matzah of tchias ameisim, and then there'll be olam habo. That's a different zach, olam habo. Apostle, we're talking about where the neshama saw right now, after the nifta, that they go to Gan Eden. What is Gan Eden? That the neshama saw tachas kisya kovet. Shenemav hoysa nefesh adoni tzrura b'tzor hachayim. V'shel rishoyim. Where does the neshamas of the Rishoyim go? Zaymemois v'holchois. They're like moving around. What does that mean? O malach echad oimai b'sayf oilam. One malach stays on one side of the world. O malach achar oimed b'sayf oilam. And another malach stays on the other side of the world. O makalin nishmosen zelazeh. And they throw the neshamas from one side of the world to the other side of the world. That's what happens to the neshama of a Rosha. Shenema the posik says, v'yes nefesh oivecha yikalenu b'sayf kafakela. That Hashem throws the neshamas of the Rishayim in a sling from one side of the world to the other side. Omale Rabbi Rav Nachman, so Rabbi, yes, Rav Nachman, show Beinani Mai. What's going to be the loch of a Beinani? The middle person. So far we only spoke about a tzaddik and about a Rosha. What about a middle class person? Omale, so he answered back, Iko Shchivna Layamri Luchu. And somehow the Girsa, Kloima Ishchivna, if I would have died, I also couldn't tell you this answer. Abba Milsa, as I can answer you this. Abba Milsa, Hocha Yom HaShmuel. This is the way Shmuel said Pshat. Yeah. Milsa, Hocha Yom HaShmuel. No, this is the way Shmuel said Pshat. Nagav, just was said before, the Lashon HaGemara was Zoymim HaYisvolchas. It said that in the Neshama of the Rishoyim, Zoymim HaYisvolchas, as Rashi, it doesn't mean that's moved around. Zoymim HaYisvolchas means a Lashon, like Rashi says, Chavush is a Beis HaSoyer. It's like put into prison. And on the side it says the Pshat is, that milekalena b'klafa kela b'yoma b'teich kafa kela mash mishi chavusha ukvusha b'teich kafa kela. But the neshama is tight in the sling. It's like tied up in the sling. Just they throw you. Yeah. So the zayim mais means loshin was tied up, like put into prison. Baitis. Now we ask the shala. What about a beinoni? Oma Shmuel elu v'elu l'doymenim sarim. He's both the rishoyim and the beinonim are given over to the malach called duma doyma. That's his name. Yeah. Rashi Malach Hamamuna Al Ruchas. He's the Malach that's in charge of the Ruchas, of the Neshamas. Is Halalu Yesh Lehem Menuach, and Halalu Ein Lehem Menuach. Has the Rishoyim have no rest, but the Beinanim have rest. Omale Rav Mori, Asidim Tzadikim Devri Yafra. Rav Mori Dashin Apostle that Tzadikim Losed, has their body will also disintegrate, will also rot away, and become into offer into dirt. They see, because the Apostle says, the Yoshev Ofer El Oretz. At the close to Gazach, that everybody, the goof, will turn back into dirt. Yeah. So the Gemara, Kishohoyu, Hanu Kufuloi, Devi Kafle Biyarad Rav Nachman. There were some diggers, people that dug in the ground. They were digging in the ground of Rav Nachman. Is Nocha Behu Rav Achoy Bar Yasha. As they were digging in the ground, and vice versa, they started to dig into the grave, into the kever of Rav Acha Bar Yashia. So he started to yell at them. He's like, leave me alone. As he was lying in his grave, he was nifter ready. Vice versa, his goof was still kayim, and when they started to dig and hit into his kvura, into his oran, he started to yell back, Nochabu Rav Acha Bar Yashia. Is also, so the diggers ran back home, V'yomol at Rav Nachman. They told over Rav Nachman, what happened here? They said, Nocha ben Gavra. They told Rav Nachman, we were digging in the ground, and we heard a voice from under the ground, somebody yelling back to us. Is Osa v'yomale maniyu. So Rav Nachman came back to the ground to see what's going on, and he asked, he spoke to the ground, right to the kevra, to who's there, who are you? Maniyu mar. Omale, so he heard a voice answering back, Anor acho bar yashia. You should know, I'm acho bar yashia. Omale, so Rav Nachman asked him, V'lav Omer Rav Mori, didn't Rav Mori dashen and say, Asidi tzadik devi yafra, that even tzadikim will turn into dirt? So it was like, how come your goof is still there, like you're still talking? Omale, so he answered back, Umani Mori, who is this Mori? Lo yadanale, I don't know him. Like, I don't know what you're asking me, that's not a kasha. Omale, so Rav Nachman answered back, V'okrok siv, good, you don't know Rav Mori. But I have a posik though. The posik says, V'yosho v'ofer eloritz. That the gufim will come back into dirt, that your body turns into dirt later. Kishohoye, the way it was matchilu, just like Hashem created Adam Rishon from Ofer, your body goes back to Ofer. Omalei, so the Rav Achoy answered back to Rav Nachman, the Yagricha Kehelis, whoever taught you Kehelis, Lo Yagricha Mishle, did not teach you Mishle. The Yasiv, because the Pasuk in Mishle says, Verekev Atzomois Kina. Like, what causes the bones to rot away? That's the mid of Kina, if you have jealousy. So, Idashin, Kol Mishi Yeshle Kina Beliboi, whoever when he's alive has jealousy in his heart, he's jealous of other things, he has Kina, is Atzmoisov Markivin. Then when he's nifter, his bones rot away. Of a kol shein lo kina b'liboy, whoever does not have this bad mid of kina, he does not have jealousy in his heart, is ein atzmoisav makivim. His bones, his goof, does not rot away after he was mace. So Meili saying upon himself, since he was a tzaddik, Rabbi Achoy, he did not have kina, the Meili is good why his bones did not rot away. So the Gemara is goshashay chazio dispe mashosha. So Rav Nachman went down like the tefillim to touch him, and Rav Nachman felt that there's some amoshes, that his mamish felt a body there. He mamish felt a bachol ban yashir. His omelets, Rav Nachman spoke to him and told him, Leikamar legavoy de beisah, bazoi, get up and come home with me. Come to my house. It's verstehe exactly what this means, we don't know. But Amatzah, Rav Nachman asked him, come home with me. Omalei. So Rav Achoy answered back to Rav Nachman, Golas adaitcho, I see from you, the afilu neviyah leikoris. You didn't even learn neviyim. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, in Yecheskel, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem bepischi yaskfiroseichem. That when it comes to chiesa meisim, that you'll understand, you'll be makir, I'm Hashem, because Hashem, I'm the one that's going to open up the kvoris. Omalei. Kuraschem. So Rashi learns, the Pshat is he told him, says, until Hashem comes himself and brings us Tchias HaMesim, takes us out of our Kvura, we're not allowed to come out. So that's why Rav Achoy didn't want to go home with Rav Nachman, because he's not allowed to leave his Kvura until Hashem takes him out. So good. So I call upon him. Omalei, so Rav Nachman asked him a kasha, he says enough in the Pasuk in Bereishis, V'oksiv ki ofer ato v'yelofer toshuv, that you were created from dirt, and you go back to dirt. So Vizoy, how come you're not dirt right now? How come you're still in the same matzav as your goof? Or Malay, Rav Achoy, into the back. Hahu, this pasuk is talking about Shoachas Kodim Tchias HaMesim. Enochanami, B'shas Tchias HaMesim, they'll all be dirt. But it's only a second before Tchias HaMesim that your goof will turn into offer, and then Hashem will create us again to make another Bria, that Dugmad Adam Rishon. Just like when Hashem created Adam Rishon, He created him from offer, from dirt, Yesh Me'ayin, who are then by Tchias HaMesim, there'll be a matzav that will all go back to dirt, and then Hashem will create us. So he answered, that's only a second before Tchias HaMesim. But up until then, Tzadikim can still be, the Gufam can still be Kayim. So the Gemara, Omalei Yehud Tzaduki Le'abavua. Rabbi Tzaduki, somebody that gave service to the Eden, the Tzorah Dash and the Teresh of Iksav wrong, he asked Rabbi Avua, Amrisu, like you Tzadikim say over, that Nishmosan Shol Tzadikim, Kenuzo is Tachas Kisya Kovet. That where are the Nishomas of the Tzadikim now? Like we spoke out, where are they now? In Gan Eden? They're Tachas Kisya Kovet. Abazoi, if the Nishomas are in Shemayim, Oiva Timiya, Heche Aske Lishmuel, Benegide. Hey, by show went to speak to Ovi Yedoni. They wanted to bring up Shmuel Hanavi to speak to him after he was Niftam. How was the Ovi Yedoni able to bring out Shmuel Hanavi? As if you're telling me now that after a person it sounded like his mace, his neshama is only in Shemayim, Tachas Kisya Kovid, how is it possible to bring the neshama down to this world like the Ovi Yedoni did? Or Malay, so he answered back, Rebbe who answered back, that was in the first 12 months when he was Nifta. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, all first 12 months after a person is Mace, is Gufa Kaim. It's possible your Gufa still be Kaim. The Nishmosai Oilav Yeredis. And your Nishama goes up to Shemayim, true, but it's also Yeredis, it also comes down back to this world. Abalacha Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, Ha Guf Bottle. The goof is bottle, it has no chiyas at all anymore. The nishmosa oile, the nishama goes up to Shemayim, v'shuv eni yeredis. And then it doesn't come down anymore. After 12 months, then the nishama does not come down anymore. But before 12 months, it's not shver why they brought up Shmuel HaNavi, because the nishama comes down. So Taisa speaks out, Afal pi came, the neshama does not come down to this world anymore after Yud Beis Chodesh. But if the neshama wants, Avad could come down. Eshton's the Maisri is Kihid Liel to Rabbi Choy Bar Yashia. That was the Maisri before. Rabbi Choy Ben Yaakov was talking to Rabbi Nachman, even though he was dead Mestam more than a year already. There's more than Yud Beis Chodesh. Still, if the Neshama wants to, it could come down. Ukihi Maisri, the Rabbi Noy, the Cheska Sabatim. The Rabbi Messiah Mati also Maisri's over there. And who Adin? Yeah, it was a Maisri where they went to the Kevin. There the Maisri was, they went to the Mora, the Avram Avinu. Ishtakach li Eliezer, Elver Avram, the Koy Avava. Omele, Maiko, Ovid Avram. Omele, Neil Venaisi, like it told him, come in. Apo Pishin is Moser, it's a Gnuza Takas Kisya Kovid. Still, if Avram Avinu wanted to bring his Neshama down to this world, he could do it. So that's what they're saying. Even though the Gemara says the Neshama stays in Shemayim after Yud Beis Chodesh, but if the Tzaddik wants to bring his Neshama down to this world, he could. All right, I'll stop here.